Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. And joining me live in studio is a candidate for the Muswellbrook Shire local government elections, and that's Stephen Reynolds. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you, Gemma?
I'm good, thank you. So why are you running for local government?
Well, being a councillor for the past 5 years and with the COVID period dragging it on, there was always an intention to put my hand up again. In 2016, when I joined council, I suffered a severe injury that ended up to be permanent. I didn't envisage that that would be the case, and it's taken a bit of an impact. But during that time, I've been able to focus on a lot of the council-related issues. We get given these glossy names and fluffy words around spokesperson for this. I'd selected community engagement because I believe that community engagement is the most the biggest priority in this town. If the community isn't coming along with you, you don't have that support. The negativity in this town, when it comes to the reflection of what comes out of council, that's got to change. And that's my big drive this council, is to really get in there and change the culture, be more, have it more inclusive and transparent. We've been trying to do it, but there have been hurdles to overcome, as the community knows. And, you know, I really, really want that drive to get back in there and be a community voice without fear of intimidation, as I've said.
And so is this one of the policies that you're really focusing on if you get elected into it?
Yeah, definitely. We've spoken in council about the things that need to be done, and I could steal other people's stuff, but, you know, we're supporting the sustainable development, increased employment for locals here. It's about the people here and now. We are focused on the future and had been in this past term. It's not necessarily, you know, in my personal belief, has been the right thing. It has been disproportionate to what the expenditure that we've done. And we need to focus more on the livability here and now. And, you know, like I said, and drive the culture change, prioritising community and sporting infrastructures, service for our age community. We've got an aging community, and rebuild those relationships between us and the local government and the community is so imperative, because it's been very, the perception has been it's been all done in secret behind closed doors, and I put my hand up and say I can see why that perception is there.
And so what do you think then some of the biggest challenges you might face if you're elected into local government?
Look, the challenges are, of course, coming to the end of the mines with their leases, a few of them, and their consents. Without a doubt, Muswellbrook Coal's coming to their end, and it's transitioning those people into different workforces. But I don't like the word transition. Diversify, more so, is my word. I want to see more things come into our area. And the challenges are going to be around that, enticing more people to this area, more businesses. But in the same token, it doesn't have to be ratepayers' money. As I said earlier, I'm not fearful of coming forward and calling out things that have happened. There was the $10.4 million loan that council wanted to give to the biorefinery, which Chinese investors are pulled out of, and it rang alarm bells. It got squashed on the head. It could have been a good thing for our community, but it wasn't our job to go down that line and lend money to, you know, private businesses. And that's the type of stuff I want to see stopped. You know, we've got to really focus on the livability and what the basics are for council, with assisting and advocating for the other things.
And then just finally as well, what opportunities then might be presented to you personally if you were to run for local government?
Well, personally, look, just the self-satisfaction of getting things done that the community wants. We were actually drummed home that it has to be a leadership role at the beginning of the first term, and we're elected as a representative. To be honest with you, I think the opportunities are endless. And, Gemma, you've been here, you're getting through this community, there's plenty of things to be done, but there is no reason why we can't have something, you know, an outdoor extreme park at one of these mines. That's a big thing for me, is to sit down and talk about with the final consent. Those opportunities are endless. You know, have a zip line going from one side of a pit to another and have an extreme, you know, be it clay shooting, right down to motorbike riding. These guys need somewhere around here, and we'll drive tourism here if we do that. I think the opportunities are endless. We just haven't been, we've had the blinkers on, and we've been solely focused down one direction, and that's it.
Well, Steve Reynolds, Muswellbrook Shire Council candidate, thank you for your time with me this morning.
No, thank you, and talk soon.